Visualizing bodybuilding. First of all, gym is a very boring place. If you need to reliably lose weight, you need to walk the big trails. Appalachian Trail or Pacific Crest Trail or the Continental Divide. Look, our knees were not made for jogging while being large. Walking on soft terrain where every day is more colorful than the previous is the only real, reliable way to restore your body to complete health. You think you can't because of family and money, but actually you must, because if you don't do it now, you and your loved ones will stand to lose much, much more later on. If you are large, you need to pack. Go shopping for hiking gear right now. Get in your car. You do not want the consequences of obesity. Allow me to repeat that the gym is too boring for weight loss, that you need something more colorful, more living, that you need the Great American Trails. Now, let us visualize what we know to be true and learn bodybuilding from scratch. Marathon runners, or joggers and bicyclists have muscular legs. Can you visualize that? Now, try to imagine what would those legs look like if they pedaled or jogged for 20 seconds, then stopped, played with their phone, stared at the floor, and 2 minutes later, jogged for another 20 seconds. And then another 20 seconds again, but now, after the third time, developed an uncontrollable, explosive, incontinent rage and urge to just sit. Sit, but now for a whole 15 minutes, and stare, and itch, and scratch, and gas. Would our joggers and cyclists have big gains? Would they still be muscular if they did that? That's like a minute-long workout. No, I think we can just visualize that their legs would not grow. And I know what you are thinking.
What if I lift heavy, real heavy?
Well, then you will not be able to finish your exercise at all. The heavy weight will shut you down because you are too weak for those weights, too weak to lift them for long enough to make a difference. Now, I want you to visualize a backpacker
with a heavy, crushing backpack.
And maybe a football player with an all-too-heavy weight vest and some huge weights in his arms.
Can they walk far enough for their muscles to receive signals to adapt?
No. In fact, each time they will try, they will walk less and frequently develop injuries, which means they will need days off, and combined with how boring all of this is, they will quit. A normal human being would simply quit at this point. Heavy weight means that they can't get anywhere. Now, there is a way to get under that crushing weight, to slip under that shutdown signal where you can't lift anymore and continue on lifting. Here is how to do heavy right. Aside from inducing a music trance by lifting to the beats of a song and never skipping a beat, and then using an interval timer to stay distraction-free, simply let it vibrate on your waistband when it's time to go, when it's time to stop, you have to go all the way back to 5-pound dumbbells. That's where the training starts. That's the big trick. And, you know, if you are in luck and your gym has them, start with 3-pound weights. They will help you get started more comfortably. It does not matter if they feel heavy or not. Next week or two, you will need to increase weight to the next step, but only so that you can continue lifting for just about an hour. Here, the interval timer will help you eliminate the rest if you have any. Just dial in 10 minutes of workout and maybe a minute or two of rest and keep going and keep narrowing that rest period until it's zero and you're just jogging straight through your lifting. Here, on your third week, lifting 10 pounds per hand may be a little bit too crazy. It will certainly feel impossible. So lift for 10 or 20 minutes if you are really strong. And then, once you must stop, quickly switch back to the lower weights. And thus, begin slowly resting and stalking that 10-pound weight. Oh yes. This kind of an easy on-ramp approach is equivalent to jogging, yes, because you are going light and non-stop. But it is also the real way to go heavy. Because while you can handle 3 or 5 pounds for an hour, 10 will be way too heavy. And that heaviness and that prolonged period of lifting, because you can do 10 for a little goody long while, that prolonged period will send the adaptation signals to your body. Especially as you begin to listen to faster and faster music. Somewhere around 8 pounds is a very nice way to balance out your hands and legs to really fast music. So you're gonna get a huge boost from that. 10 pounds is certainly not impossible. And after you can, switch to 12 pounds. And then the big 15, but watch your back. This is why the 3 and 5 pound weights are so important. They help other muscles develop so that they may protect your back. Your body needs you to lift light before you can get to 12 or 15. There are many muscles that will be growing along while you feel like you can lift heavier. And forget sitting. There is no sitting. You can't just isolate your arms. Our bodies do not work that way. You can only sit when you are injured to protect yourself from getting hurt further. But other than that, no. You can't even stand around. You have to be moving and flexing and maybe even dancing with light dumbbells. This is a big deal because it will keep your entire body fit and healthy. And now, finally, visualize that regular copycat that just watches some videos on the internet and does exactly what they do. They come in and grab onto those 15-pound weights, lift for 20 seconds and sit. And here you are, where it took you years to get to those 15 pounds. Who do you think will gain muscle faster? 30 lifts in 5 minutes or 15,300 lifts in 3 hours, 5 days a week?